Greetings and welcome to episode 4 of At the Helm. I'm your host, Brian Helm, and I'll be guiding you in this podcast series exploring the last quarter century or so of musical work from myself and some associates, especially associates this show, since we'll be looking at the Ohio period band roster, as it were. Starting in high school, I played with a couple friends of mine, Jim Cunningham and Mike Dara. We played as Captain Baretti's Cosmic Circus in Jim's bedroom most of the time. After that, I played in a barn band called Scarecrow and did a lot of covers and whatnot. And then eventually did a duet with Jim called Cloud Silence, which was tape looping. But around about the same time as I was doing getting involved with that, I formed a band called, the band's called Fukhedz. You can pronounce it how you want. The Fukeds or the Fuckheads, it's your own choice. The Fuckheads consisted of my friend Mike Dara on guitar, my friend Rick McCann on his dad's Radio King drum set from the Second World War, and I played guitar and keyboards. On this particular song we're going to hear, I sing lead, and that song is further complicated by the fact that it's from a production called Jake Acid Medic. So you'll also hear my friend Jim Cunningham playing guitar in the background and a lady at the fire department answering the phone from a lady calling to report a runaway horse. At any rate, this is the Fuckheads, and the name of this song is Scared Fun.
Fire department?
Yes, this is Mrs. Galvin. I just came up from the Reynoldsburg, New Albany post, or the post office of Blackwick, and there's a runaway horse galloping along the road on, as you're coming up to Haven's Corners Road on the left-hand side.
It is on the Reynoldsburg, New Albany Road.
You know where the Blackwick post office is?
Uh-huh.
I live out in Wagner Road. Do you know, 2 weeks ago Sunday, there was a runaway brown one on Haven's Corner.
No, we're going to
get one galloping. This one was galloping on there, and I'm afraid to get hurt or something. Is there something you can do about it?
Well, I'll just have to see here.
Oh.
All right. Well, Yes, if we can get, if there's no one here, why, we'll certainly get hold of them. Surely.
Thank you.
Yeehaw. Again, that was Scared Fun, a little ditty that dates from, I think, late 1979, early 1980, if I recall correctly. Anyway, after that, I ended up founding a tape looping duet with Jim Cunningham called Cloud Silence, which was featured in the first episode. That band sort of morphed into a band called Ample Parking, which began as a trio and turned into a quartet. That band featured myself, my wife, Sarah Jane, Jim Cunningham on guitars, basses, and other duties, and the amazing Mr. Walter Mitchell on drums. Ample Parking played for about 2.5 years and gigged a lot around the Columbus, Ohio area, and we had a loyal but disturbed following with a lot of really unusual songs, one of which is an untitled instrumental, which I have coming up now. And if I ever remember the title, I'll tell you what it is in my blog, which I'll mention how to get to later. But in the meantime, this is Ample Parking, and this song is called Untitled Instrumental. Ample Parking with an untitled instrumental. Next up is another Ample Parking tune. This one's called Towing My Car Away and features me on lead vocals and lead guitar, my wife on keyboards, Jim Cunningham on guitar and bass, and then of course Mr. Wally Mitchell on drums. And this was a favorite with the locals and always managed to get a pretty good response from the audience. You'll see why, hopefully. Again, this is Ample Parking with Towing My Car Away.
Can't find a space, and when I do, it's too far away. I know it's all a rat race, but even rats must have their day. So I busy myself with no matches at hand. I glance at my watch and start to run like hell. So that just as I round that corner so far, they are towing my car. Away!
Towing My Car Away, Ample Parking. Ample Parking dissolved about the same time as my first son was born. Made it hard for my wife to play the bass when the baby's kicking at the same time. Rough stuff. The next group I ended up putting together was with a couple friends of mine, a fellow by the name of Marshall Black on bass, another friend of mine named Jeff Buffer on drums, and the three of us became Fez. Fez was sort of a poppy little group with pseudo-punk overtones, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. But we played together for a couple years, maybe a year and a half or so, and did a number of local bar, opened for Love Tractor out of Athens and a bunch of other bands that roared through the Columbus, Ohio area at the time. But in the meantime, we recorded some songs, and a handful of those are still around. Next one I'd like to play for you is a little number called Snorkels in Reverse. Features me on guitar and vocals, and the boys also doing some vocal work. Like I said, Jeff Buffer on drums, Mr. Marshall Black on the Hofner violin style bass, and this tune is called Snorkels in Reverse. Thank you. Fez with Snorkels in Reverse. Next up from Fez, we'll hear a little tune called West of Kittyland. It was sort of our theme song of sorts, and my friend Marshall and I wrote the lyrics to this song while we were lost at the Ohio State Fair, having gotten separated from our dates. We eventually ended up in the parking lot and were inspired to jot a few lines down about the fun experience we had there. In the meantime, we came up with a pretty good tune to go with it with Jeff's help, and this little tune is called West of Kittyland. Was Fez with West of Kittyland. Well, after Fez sort of petered out, as it were, I ended up getting involved with Guitar Craft, which will be part of the subject matter of another episode. But after that, I formed a duet with a gentleman by the name of Gerald Nelson, who I met when I was working at the King Avenue Coffee House in Columbus, Ohio. Gerald's a contractor by day and a brilliant synthesist at night. And we formed a duet in the spirit of synth bands of the early and mid-80s. I won't make any comparisons there, but we were a duet, and Gerald used a large Oberheim rack system, which he also played rhythm guitar along with and sang, and recruited me to play some lead guitar. I only have one track from a practice session with Gerald and I. It's, again, an untitled instrumental, but features Gerald's work and programming and arranging everything. All I'm really doing is playing a lead along. And like I said, this is an outtake from a practice at the time. But anyway, this is the last duet I appeared in the last group period I worked with in Ohio, and it was Nelson and Helm. And it's an entitled instrumental by Nelson and Helm. ¶¶ again, that was Mr. Gerald Nelson on synthesizers, me on lead guitar, and Gerald also on rhythm guitar. Nelson and Helm was a really good band. I really enjoyed playing a lot with Gerald. We sort of fell apart when I had to depart the fine state of Ohio for other places. But in the meantime, I have a great deal of admiration and thanks to Gerald. I haven't spoken with him in a number of years, but he's a great player. And thanks to all the people and all the different bands that I was in during the Ohio period. I learned a lot from various and sundry peoples, especially Mr. Walter Mitchell. Hats off to Wally always, a brilliant drummer and a great guy to play with. But like I said, thanks to everybody I played with, and I hope that they have an opportunity to hear some of this and you've enjoyed hearing some work by some other people. In the meantime, this does mark the end of this episode for the band show from the Ohio period. Next episode will be the last one in the chronological part of the time I was in Ohio, and we'll be moving on through that and on to other places. But in the meantime, thanks for joining me for episode 4 of At the Helm. For more information about this and other aspects of the music and associated issues, go to brianhelm.wordpress.com. And you can go take the links from my blog to the various and sundry places and also to the podcast center where you can find all the podcasts in the At the Helm series and play them for yourselves and your friends and whoever. I hope you enjoy them. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back again next time. In the meantime, please take care and enjoy.